इस्कॉन विबड़ी फाउंडर आचार्य जगत गुरु श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। जय विश्वपाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्रीमती श्रीवाय श्रील भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। नमाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की जय। ब्रजमी वृंदावन धाम की जय। नवदीपमयपुर धाम की जय। जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय। गंगा माई की जय। जमुना माई की जय। भक्ति देवी की जय। तुलसी महारानी की जय। समावित भक्त वृंद की जय। निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे ओ ग्लोरियस असेंबल डिवोटीज ओ ग्लोरियस असेंबल डिवोटीज ओ ग्लोरियस असेंबल डिवोटीज ग्लोरियस टू श्री श्री गुरु एंड श्री गुरांग। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter number 14 and Text number 8, The Forest of Enjoyment. Atha Kadachit Nivasa Paniya Dravina Adi Aneka आत्म उपजीवन अभिनिवेशः एतस्याम संसार अटव्याम इतः ततः परिधावति। अथ कताचिन्ना निवास पानी यद्रविणा धने कात्मोपजीवन अभिनिवेशः एतस्याम संसार अटव्याम नितस्ततः परिधावति। अथ इन दिस वे कदाचित समटाइम्स निवास रेजिडेंस पानीय वाटर द्रविण वेल्थ आदि एंड सो ऑन अनेक इन वेरियस आइटम्स आत्म उपजीवन विच आर कंसिडर्ड नेसेसरी टू मेंटेन बॉडी एंड सोल टुगेदर अभिनिवेश ए पर्सन फुल्ली एब्सॉर्ब्ड एतस्याम इन दिस संसार अटव्याम The material world, which is like a great forest, itaha tataha, here and there, paridhavati, runs around. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace is Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Sometimes the conditioned soul is absorbed in finding residential quarters or apartments and getting supply of water and riches to maintain his body, absorbing in acquiring a variety of necessities, he forgets everything and perpetually runs around the forest of material existence. As originally mentioned, a poor man belonging to the mercantile community goes to the forest to get some cheap goods to bring back to the city and to sell for at a profit. He is so absorbed in the thought of maintaining body and soul together that he forgets his original relationship with Krishna and seeks only bodily comforts. Thus, material activities are conditioned soul's only engagement. Not knowing the aim of life, the materialist perpetually wanders in the material existence, struggling to get the necessities of the life. Not understanding the aim of life, even though he acquires sufficient necessities, he manufactures artificial necessities and thus becomes more and more entangled. He creates a mental situation whereby he needs greater and greater comforts. The materialist does not know the secret of nature's way as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, 3rd chapter, 27th verse. Prakritiye kriyamani gunai karmani sarvashah ahankaram vimudhatma kartaram iti manyate. The bewildered spirit soul under the influence of the three modes of material nature thinks himself to be the doer of the activities which are in actually carried out by nature. Due to lusty desires, the living entity creates a certain mental situation whereby he wants to enjoy this material world. He thus becomes entangled, enters different bodies and suffers in them. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshul Militanjena Tasmai Sri Gurve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Juta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavascha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Shri Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare
Sometimes the conditioned soul is absorbed in finding residential quarters or apartments and getting a supply of water and riches to maintain his body. Absorbed in acquiring varieties of necessities, he forgets everything and perpetually runs around the forest of material existence.
Srila Prabhupada emphasizes the nature of enjoyment is arising by the contact of the modes of material nature. All our senses are very eager to find the subjects of sense gratification. So, even though he will not get tangible happiness or fulfillment of his desires, he hankers for more in order to fulfill unfulfilled desires. Constantly thriving
keeping himself busy in an aimless pursuit. That he repeatedly fails. Otherwise, if a saturation point comes at certain level, then we can understand that then he will stop sense gratification or engagement of senses. But now, the senses are so impetuous that even if you starve them, they will not forget the taste of enjoyment. It is said in Bhagavad Gita that niraharasya dehina vishaya vini vartante niraharasya dehina raso varjam raso apyasya param drashtva nivartate. He does not know. However, the senses, they remain out of control. And person is engaged into sense gratification activities. Even though he tries to artificially curb, he will not become successful. Technically, if you see, the senses are dull. They are made up of material nature, and they are governed by three modes of material nature as the senses. But the force that runs into the senses is consciousness. Consciousness is derived from Paramatma to the Atma, and Atma spread this influence through consciousness in the senses. But Atma, being cheated, does not know that he is getting cheated, because he is constantly in the contact of the three modes of material nature. So therefore, even though if he tries artificially to curb the sense gratification by negating, however he will try his might, the senses will not forget the taste of sense gratification unless and until proper engagement is given in devotional service. So lower taste and higher taste can be understood by spiritual discrimination. And when one becomes desirous of spiritual taste, higher taste, then he would be coming on the platform of intelligence. Otherwise, he is still on the mental platform. Mental capacity does not discriminate which is higher taste or lower taste. So, raso varjam raso apyasya param drashtva nivartate. Giving up the lower taste by accepting the higher taste, not simply negating and never take anything positive. Negation is the root cause of all the problems. Either you negate your self's transcendental nature, or negate the energy of the Lord in the form of consciousness which runs through our senses. So what happens, Krishna further explains, failing to engage in the right occupation of the soul, That is pure devotional service. He thinks himself to be a Purusha. Purusha means false enjoyer. So Krishna explains, Purushaha prakrutisthopi bhunte prakruti jan gunan karanam gunasangasya sadasadyoni janmashu. The false Purusha is dwelling in a particular type of body which is made up of the three modes of material nature and material energy bound up. So, these interactions were done through the previous karma and he acquired a particular kind of body. But this body is governed by Prakriti, Mother Nature. So, whatever acquisition of those particular modes during the constitution of the body is that he acquires that proclivity to perform activities. Mode of Rajogun and Tamogun are more prominent throughout in Kali Yuga. This is the age of destruction. People want to hanker for more enjoyment, but they end up into destructive activities. No constructive activity. Mode of goodness is very little in Kali Yuga. So, the modes of material nature imposes on a living entity. So, karanam guna sangasya, the association with the modes of material nature becomes the cause of sat asat yoni janmashu, acquisition of a pious body or a demoniac body. In this way, the person is acquiring different apartments, always looking. The living entity is looking for different apartments. You give him instructions of spiritual nature, but now I need a new apartment. Oh, if I have not made in this life, next life, maybe a better life. No. Unless and until one is coming to the right occupation, of that is called vyavasayatmika buddhi. Resolute determination is developed on the basis of what is the right occupation for the soul. Ekeh Guru Nandana, it is only one, and that is pure devotional service. Bahu shakha hirantascha buddhayo avyavasayina. Those who are not resolute in the determination to engage in pure devotional service, they have varieties of expanded selfish interest. That's called avyavasayi. Buddhayo avyavasayina. They do not know the right occupation of the soul. So they end up in the wrong occupations of the body. So, even though getting cheated at every time in this false enjoyment, he does not forget the proclivity of enjoyment. So many things. And he forgets Krishna. He forgets the aim of life. Krishna bhuli gela jeev bhogavancha kare maya tare paashe tere jhapatiya dhara. Forgetting Krishna, forgetting engagement of the soul and Krishna consciousness, the jeev simply hankers for enjoyment and different excuses. So maya tare paashe tere, the prakriti maya, she beats him up. Jhapat means smashes. So, in every different species of life, nana yoni fire, kadarya bhakshan kare, tarajanam adhapate jaya. In different species of life, he wanders without the real aim of Krishna consciousness, simply for little sense gratification. He ends up consuming which is not desirable. And it puts him into more and more precarious situation. That leads to the hellish condition every time. So, Srila Prabhupada points out this particular nature of the misdirected soul who has been entrapped in the very difficult to overcome in the bhavatavi. Atavi means you are gone case. Once you get in, you can check in but can't check out like that. Once you get in the bhava, it's very difficult to come out, because unless and until one is properly situated in the service of Lord Krishna, then and then the possibility to come out is there. So, the nature of this wandering living entity has been nicely described. He is finding all the time residential quarters. If by your karma you are not able to afford paying the rent of a particular apartment, you have to evict that and get another. So similarly, one may live in a palatial condition one time, in other life he will have hardly a broken heart to shelter him. But nonetheless, he is simply hankering through the subject matters of the material nature and spoiling the valuable service of the senses. So, not knowing the aim of life, the materialist perpetually wanders in material existence, struggling to get the necessities of life. These necessities are nothing but objects of sense gratification. We call it necessity to keep the body and soul together. But then there is no limit that what is the bottom line or what is the boundary. They say your necessity for you is different from necessity for you. No. The necessity to maintain the body and soul together. Now, that is a very thin line of separation. It is austere life that is not going to threaten your life. Give up the sense gratification, because the body will be maintained without it. You may not have to toil hard simply for the sake of survival. Artificially, this situation, materialist or mayavadis, they hype up. Just like, in other words, it's called living standard. Living standard America went to the war with Iraq in 1992 because the country of Iraq and Saddam Hussein did not want to comply with maintaining the oil prices. He wants to raise up
to benefit his country. And America said, oh, you are changing the standard of our living? Huh? How dare you? We are the most economically advanced people. We consume a lot. That is the standard of living. And you want to curtail? You are going to change the standard of our livelihood? Let's go to war. Was there any bottom line? Standard of living is not the bottom line. That does not indicate what kind of necessities you want. People can survive. When I was in my master's studies, we used to do a home survey of what is the minimum food requirement for a normal, healthy living. And we were calculating at 1200 kilocalories diet per day. And America was 3000 kilocalorie diet. That means, oh, you have to have 3000 calorie to maintain your body and soul together. People can live frugally too. But Maya is not sparing them. A simple living can afford high thinking. A complicated living will not. So, what is beneficial to the soul? They have no knowledge. But this simple lifestyle in the villages, depending on the bare necessities of neither they are struggling too much, but they can devote their valuable time in Krishna consciousness. So people, even though if they are impoverished, does not become the standard of poor or the third world nations or this. No. Krishna consciousness is beyond this boundary, the man-made, standards are. People have to understand what is meant by maintaining body and soul together. As far as possible, decrease the necessities of the life. Do not increase. Minimize. You don't have to give up, but minimize to the extent that you do not threaten your existence in that self-same body. Rather, utilize every opportunity to engage the body and senses and mind in service of Krishna. So that becomes more affordable while you spend millions of dollars in foreign countries of so-called technical advancement and their consciousness become more dull. So the idea is that even though repeatedly cheated in sense gratification, they think that life standard depends upon how much sense gratification you do. We can understand that how much entangled are they. Srimad Bhagavatam points out this particular point that kamasya nendriya pritir labho jiveta javata. As long as you live, the soul's desire should not end into sense gratification. Jivasya tattva jigyasa. Rather, the necessity to inquire into the truth of one's reality. Nascheha it karma vihi.
There is no other purpose for engagement in the engagement of the body. All our activities, they must be engaged for the purpose of jivasya tattva jigyasa, seeking the absolute truth of our reality. Can somebody drop this curtain? So, this is a very important point. People have to be Maharaj has shortcut. Thank you. The purpose of the teachings of Srimad Bhagavatam is to disentangle one from this complicated entanglement. Bhava means to be, and from bhava our even temporary existence has come, but which is repeatedly changing as if it is anadi, means there was no beginning for this. So the idea is that bhava means to come into an existence, even the temporary, gives you an impetus to inquire into permanent existence. So originally the desire of the soul is to exist for the sake that he is ever existent. So Krishna affords us a chance, but in a different prakriti, different nature, not transcendental nature, because we violate the principles of our engagement, our proclivities, our desires. We violate. So they had corrected, and that's why prakriti kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvashah. But as long as we think we are the enjoyer, even the false enjoyer, we may say, because after repeated attempts we are being beaten up through the failure. Parabhavasya abodha jato. There is a rest failure for those who are not knowledgeable. Of what? Javanna jigyasam atma tattvam. There is no inclination to understand the reality of one's soul. So, javat kriya, tavat manovi. Whatever he acts or engages his senses, he develops that kind of mindset. And karmatmakam eva sharirabandhana. This false activities or engagement of senses becomes his bandhan, means his entanglement in the material nature. Ahankaram vimudhatma. So person becomes so much bewildered by this entanglement. So how is it possible for him to come out? Even under the disguise of religion, people make their own interpretation and own desires. They don't want to accept Lord Krishna's desires. They want to interject their own desires. And there goes the religion, or the purpose of religion. One can never be united with the Supreme Lord on one's individual desire without the direction of Krishna's desires. One has to align. So in this way we say that we have to stop thinking whimsically, even though we are beaten up repeatedly and we keep on thinking that we still are the Lord and Master and the enjoyer. Even though we are proven to be a, you know, false enjoyer. There is an arrangement, an adjustment in this enjoying capacity given. But it is rightly said that when Krishna says, Bhaktaram yagya tapasam sarvaloka maheshwaram suridam sarvabhutanam gyatvam shanti mirchati. He is the real enjoyer. He is the only enjoyer. Of all the activities and sacrifices everybody of us doing, because the energy belongs to him. We are the borrowers. And then we don't own anything, so how can we claim? Rather, he created everything, even of material and spiritual existences, so it belongs to him. And that's why he is the enjoyer. But he wants to give us happiness in the real sense of enjoyment, because we are his part and parcel, and enjoying capacity does exist as a quality. But we don't have resources. We are helpless. On our own, as an infinitesimal part and parcel, we do not stand anywhere to claim anything. Helpless. So, the Paramatma in the future, as a super soul in our heart, provides. Otherwise, Atma cannot even exhibit his desire, right or wrong, without his help. But once coming on the platform of realization, when the soul is properly educated, he comes to the point of realization that without him I cannot exist. So the super soul, the Paramatma, has to be obeyed, has to be understood, and has to be followed. That. So, to get into this material existence is easy, very easy. Even though you may not actually desire, but think of desiring the desire, and you can slip in that easily and difficult to come out. There are so many methodologies of coming out given. One want to come out through simply knowledge, another want to come out through a systematic restrainment of the mind and senses activities. But Kali Yuga especially will not allow us to escape that easily. It's a disqualification. So therefore Krishna is very kind that Kali Yuga is his own agent, yet he has a personal desire to those who are favorable to him, those who are devotees, he will reciprocate the need to be liberated through chanting of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. So he's so kind to deliver us. But yet, we had difficulties. We have difficulty in understanding the efficacy of the holy name. The practices run completely under different intentions. We can't chant purely. And especially these unearthers, unwanted things in the life, increasing necessities which are not really necessities. And this the plastic age is creating so many undesirable necessities. And India is running, you know, in close competition with China to increase these so-called necessities of life. They are not necessities. It cannot, resolve anything. But Mayavadis or atheist people will not be able to get the clue. Therefore, the devotee's only business is to just do Harinam Sankirtan all over the world and give them the benefit of at least make their desire favorable to Krishna's desire. So, anybody has any question or comments? Pure, unadulterated desire is to serve the Lord in His original Swarupa. That is called Swarupa. Jivira Swarupa Hoir Krishnir Nitya Das Krishnir Tatastha Shakti Veda Veda Prakash. So, original desire is Krishna's Das and subservient to Krishna's and make Krishna happy by service. So, if we simply understand and make this standard in our activity, whether are we making Krishna happy, we should take accountability every day that whatever we are doing, according to our varna, ashram, or whatever the classification, but the ultimate aim, the sansiddhim haritoshanam, if it is not there, satisfaction of the Supreme, if we do not remain accountable for Krishna's pleasure, then all what we are doing is nothing but a useless labor. So original desire can be fulfilled very easily. But one gets the empowerment of spiritual nature, because this is a spiritual activity. It comes only through chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, not otherwise. Yes?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, thank you for class. You mentioned sometimes we don't have faith in the efficacy of the holy name. So I was wondering if you could maybe speak on developing a faith in the holy name's efficacy and also its non-difference from Krishna himself.
Efficacy is non-different?
No. Sorry. If you could speak on how effective the holy name is and developing a faith in that and also developing a faith that Krishna and his name are non-different.
Faith is generated by association. But faith has to be nurtured also through association. So if you develop faith by associating, if somebody tells you, chant Hare Krishna, and you take up, but you have to nurture this faith through association, where after taking up this process, you have to try to get rid of the unwanted necessities of life. That is anartha, nivritti. Right? Then and then your faith will be confirmed, otherwise it will not. So it's a systematic development. That is the topic of Rupa Goswami's Vaidhi Bhakti. That is the topic of Haridas Thakur, who says about the efficacy of the holy name and describes deeply how we are chanting right now in the Abhas form. Abhas means a clouded nature. It is not pure. Because if you see the causes, they say about three causes: Hraday Granthi, Hraday Daurbalyam, means weakness of the heart, because we have been harboring this note of material enjoyment as a tight knot in our heart. But we have to rest on the efficacy of the holy name by cultivating faith more and more on the holy name, that vidyanti chindyanti sarva samsha. What does it say? And then vidyate hradaya granthi chindyanti sarva samshaya kshiyante chasya karmani drashta eva atmani. The holy name, simply by hearing, can yield into smashing all the tight knots of ignorance, cut or slashes all the doubts to pieces, and even your activity will not generate any entanglement. So it is so efficient, and one has to experience by cultivating dependence on the holy name. If you remove all the other so-called necessities and simply depend upon the holy name, Krishna becomes the swift deliverer. He says, yoga kshemam vahamyam, he will take care. So Haridas Thakur was simply dependent on the holy name. That is his example. So Satchidan Swami just gave the a seminar on that, isn't it? In Barsana, was it about that? In Govardhan it is coming up. He gave in Barsana. Another is coming. It's simply to develop that resolute faith dependency on the holy man alone. So
thank you.
He has come to this temple, to Vrindavan Nam.
Speak in the mic.
Hello. Guru Maharaj, he is querying about the efficacy of the Supreme Lord. So he has come to Vrindavan Nam. From any country he has come. If he is driven from that country to this temple, to Vrindavan Dham, that is the efficacy of his name. That only explains the efficacy of his name. And when you go out from this temple and you feel more energized and more confident, that is the efficacy of the nature. That is the efficacy of the Krishna.
This is how we have to believe. This is a good understanding anyway. But the idea is that one has to take the holy name very seriously. You know? Yes.
Maharaj, I want to ask, the 16 rounds is the standard that minimum we should chant offenselessly. And we have a lot of time remaining with us. And will you speak a little bit about how very intensely we can engage ourselves in the service of this mission that actually gives us more enthusiasm to be involved with chanting, and associate everything, how we make everything very, very much close to Krishna.
Right. So what kind of activities you will perform in rest of the time? The activities that will not make you forget Krishna for a moment. So act for his cause, for his satisfaction, whatever you do. And he has given guidelines. Then in whatever we do, if we keep constant remembrance, even while fighting, the soul remains dedicated to the desire of Lord Krishna. That was the Arjuna's, you know, resolve. So we are not even engaging to that very ghastly activity. And we fail because that enjoying capacity is lingering all the time. Make Krishna enjoyer. Don't compete with him. By serving him, he gives us the prasadam, right? In the form of all different kinds of mercies. And that is the nourishment of the soul. But no, we need something that without his interference one could get. I and my sense gratification. Krishna should not come in between. Mind your business at that time. Then, how much time are we spending in this proclivity, desire? We reduce. So unless and until one is properly engaged in service of Krishna, for the pleasure of Krishna, how would you know Krishna is pleased? Go to your guru. Go to the devotees. Serve the devotees so you can please Krishna. In such a way, no strings attached. Right? So, that is the practice of devotional service. It should be rendered. One should not hesitate. Oh, I don't know this, I should not do. No, we should render. No excuse. If false ego is dictating us, then there will be a lot of excuses. All right, Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki.